right one to give you a Friday focus. Well, she's here. Penny Free is in the house on a Friday morning. Good morning, Penny.
Morning, Mark, and to all our listeners on the North Coast dialing in today, Friday. Yay.
Friday has arrived.
And Friday,
What a week it's been.
I know, very much so, always on the North Coast. And for our residents, there are some hefty price increases in store for Kotikuza residents from July on their municipal accounts. The municipality adapted its 3.5 billion rand budget for the 26-27 financial year yesterday, with a majority of councillors approving the plan. The Democratic Alliance and Action SA voted against it. From 1 July, property rates rise by net 3%, refuse removal goes up by 7%, electricity tariffs increase between 9% and 11%, pending approval by the National Energy Regulator. DA Caucus leader Privy McCann says when you add those up, residents are looking at an average increase of around 7% across their municipal accounts. Mayor Gunduzo Gumede said the books balance and the municipality can pay its bills. He pointed to a strong track record, clean financial audits for 20 years in a row and collecting more than 95% in every rand billed. But in the same breath, he admitted the municipality has little financial cushion left. Reserves are shrinking. Between 440 million rand and 480 million rand worth of electricity is being lost every year, stolen or unaccounted for, and key posts inside the administration remain empty. The DA rejected the budget. Caucus leader Privy McCann said the party could not support what she described as a budget that does not serve the interests of Kotikuza residents. At a time of rising unemployment, collapsing infrastructure and failing service delivery, McCann said that municipality's response was to increase what residents pay. Action SA's Nal Siraj was equally sharp. Siraj said the budget was less a financial plan and more a political document. He accused the municipality of drawing down reserves, taking on debt the council cannot repay, and manipulating figures to force a balance. With elections 4 months away, Siraj said Action SA's answer to this budget was a firm no. And another very critical issue, Kotikuza's most critical infrastructure project has no confirmed funding and no timeline. The Dukuza Bulk Substation, described by the municipality as the flagship project to unlock electricity supply and development across the Greater Belita Corridor, received just 5 million rand in the budget tabled yesterday. The remaining 120 million rand for the project required to complete it is listed as loan funding under consideration only for the 27-28 and 28-29 financial year. That's 2 years away. Considered not approved and not secured. The council's own budget documents set out the conditions clearly. Capital projects not funded through grants can only proceed once funds are received or an unconditional letter of commitment is obtained from the funding agency. The substation has neither. This is a project the municipality says will stabilize electricity supply for Belita and surrounding communities and unlock the southern development corridor towards Dube Trade Port. Private sector investment in the region is already underway. The infrastructure those investments depend on, however, remains unfunded. And Kotikuza's suspended municipal manager is at home on full pay and his bodyguards on the payroll too. Klanta Mdekana and two other senior officials were placed on precautionary suspension in February following a Section 106 forensic investigation by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. But it's not just Mdekana costing ratepayers. His close protection detail remain active and funded. Documents show the municipality spent just over 18.3 million rand on security for the municipal manager between 2016 and September last year. That is five bodyguards over that period, more than double the two-officer limit council itself approved back in 2017. And that expended detail continued for nearly a decade without a single updated threat assessment from the police to back it up. Yesterday, council met on the matter behind closed doors. Friday Focus has learned the only outcome was a decision to establish the terms of reference for the disciplinary board. No ruling has been made on Dekana's future and no timeline is set as yet. And finally, we go on to The local government elections are day to set. South Africans vote on the 4th of November. And with that confirmation, the clock is now running on the current Kwadukuza Council. Voter registration opens nationwide on the 20th and 21st of June. That is 3 weeks away. KwaZulu-Natal is one of the provinces most affected by ward boundary changes. So if you are on the North Coast, your voting station may have moved. Check before the window closes. And the IEC has a second warning, and it's directed squarely at your phone. Disinformation about registration dates, voting stations, and who qualifies to vote is already spreading on social media. The commission says do not trust WhatsApp forwards. Do not trust unwanted verified posts. Go directly to elections.org.za for the facts. The IEC chair has singled out KwaZulu-Natal as a province of serious concern when it comes to voter participation. The commission said reaching voters here will require an extraordinary effort, but do not wait. Check your registrations now on the IEC's website and make sure that you are registered, and you can do that online. You do not have to wait for the voter registration weekend. And to end off, winter in the KwaZulu-Natal coast brings one of nature's greatest spectacles, and this year it appears to be on its way. Early shoals have been spotted off the south coast this week. Kayak fishermen reported sightings near Kambati, south of Port Edward. Confirmed sardines, not bait fish. No large-scale dolphin or bird activity has been reported yet. And warmer water temperatures may be slowing the migration slightly, but those on the water say it could arrive any day. The typical sardine run peaks between June and July as vast shoals move northward, drawing dolphins, sharks, gannets, and game fish in one of the most dramatic marine events on Earth. If you are heading to the south coast, keep your eyes on the water. The greatest shoal on Earth may not be far off. And that is Friday Focus, keeping the North Coast accountable.
Hey, Penny, thanks for our full roundup there. Hey, every week seems to be packed full of stuff, eh?
Yes, lots of happenings. And with the elections coming up, I think we are going to be very much in the news cycle, weekly, actually.
Well, then we will wait with bated breath for next Friday and another Friday Focus right here on Radio Life and Style. Delivered and compiled by the one and only Penny Foree. Penny, have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend.
You too, Mike. Thanks a lot.